This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 21st of November 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready.
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week, we're jumping into our musical time machine and heading back to January 2014, when we were graced with one of the most powerful voices to ever emit sound in the Monocle Studios. This voice belongs to Eska, the British singer who, since recording this session with us, has gone on to release her eponymous album that draws on soul, folk, gospel, mythological and reggae influences. The record has been a hit with critics and music lovers alike, and this year earned a coveted Mercury Music Prize nomination. So let's go back to that magical session from last year before we hear from Eska in conversation with Robert Bound about the spirit of her music. Here she is with She's in the Flowers.
Slipped underground, hers was a battle that laid her to rest. And when her body returned to the land, seeds of a memory grew up from the earth. She's been gone a long, long time. It's all right, now she's in the flowers. Queen of the shade, seasons turn though his memory fades. She is the bloom that he grips in his hand. Who knew the boy but did not know the man? She knew the boy but did not see the man. Ah, she's been gone a long, long time. It's all right now, she's in the flowers, yeah. She's been gone a long, long time. It's all right now, she's in the flowers. And he says, I wonder.
Duke Ellington said there's only two types of music. There's good music and the other. That's
yeah, right.
So, as far as I'm concerned, those are the two genres that I, you know, well, I'm not aiming for the other one, but
one afternoon in London.
Where do these songs arrive? Where do they come from?
The funny thing is, I don't really consider myself to be an instrumentalist apart from it. You know, my voice is my principal yeah. instrument. Any other instrument that I pick up in order to induce the song.
Right. Okay.
As it were, you know, evoke the song. Yeah. And because tones and textures and timbres, all those things make me think of melodies. They make me think visually and then can inspire lyrics and melodies. And that's at the core what I'm looking for. You know, it's only fairly recently that I resolved that in myself. You can give yourself a hard time, you know, I wish you'd practice more and all of that. But actually, my principal aim for playing music is to write. And so in finding a new instrument or learning a new instrument or hearing a new sound, if it's an in to lyricism and melodies, then I'm a very happy.
Tree, but the roots grow deep underneath. Baker's boy, she's a heavy feeder. How we all would love to be remembered. We all would love to be remembered. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm rooted by a river. that you have grown. And I'm not...
The tracks that you've performed for us today seem to come from, I don't know whether they come, when you write stuff down, whether they come from a line or come from a feeling, come from a vibe. You know what I mean? They seem to me like they come from a riff, but then I'm not a musician.
Oh, okay.
I know where they feel like that you're kind of jamming with yourself and they grow out of that. How do they come?
Very,
about?
Very much. Yeah. I mean, I consider myself to be a psalmist. You know, I've been a psalmist since I was 17.
So tell us what a psalmist is.
Well, essentially, I've been, you know, leading people in worship since I was 17.
Right. And is this rendering psalms in song?
Yeah, okay. That's right. And creating psalms.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, really? Okay.
And very much, you know, for me, there's a, you know, that's not every song necessarily has that intention, but I think many of my songs come from that sensibility. It's a psalmist intention. It's whilst, you know, you can read it as a very personal text.
Yeah.
You can also, it kind of transcends that, you know, and it then you hope that it becomes somebody else's and they can connect with it in their own way and bring their own, you know, read their own narrative into it. And that's the most important thing, I think, you know, for me as a songwriter.
It's an interesting thing. So there's some gospel in there, real and true, basically.
For sure.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I find that with gospel music that it can be about faith and worship, but it can be a love song. And I don't mean to, I mean, I don't
Absolutely.
Know, that sounds like a strange thing to say, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, not
but
at all.
It kind of is in a way, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah, well, you know, soul music or, you know, music.
It's something
of
about
the soul
devotion, isn't it?
It's devotional music, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always been intrigued by that from my teens. And I've continued to sort of be looking at that. Not only within, you know, not any faith specific context, you know, it's incredible when you see that mirrored in other faiths and other expressions, that devotional sort of transcendent thing. You know, for me, you know, having grown up, you know, going through a formal music education, being at a conservatoire, you know, in my teens and all of that kind of thing, and suddenly entering this spiritual experience I had, you know, in my teens, and you know, when I heard singing, that seemed to have a different intention. It was technically interesting, it was very good, but there was this other, and I couldn't quite put a finger on it. And I remember saying to the person sitting next to me in a service, saying, "Are you a singer?" Because, you know, they were improvising next to me. They were just wailing and doing all manner of things. Yeah. It was blowing my mind, you know. and they looked at me puzzled. And I said, "No, I'm not." And she said, "I'm not a singer." And I was asking people, "Why does everyone sing so well in this movie? Right. What's going on? Why?"
They're getting their energy from another source, you know.
Yeah, it was that thing. And, you know, every human being knows that thing. And everybody feels it, even when, you know, you hear it in a foreign language, and it's something that just gives you goosebumps. It starts making you think about your own life, and you don't even know what they're saying, but it's soul music, proper soul music for me.
That it's a thing about, you know, devotional, you know, it's a love song.
Totally.
You can know that if it's sung in Hindi or in
isn't
in
that
Urdu
amazing
or in whatever it is.
Somehow, I don't know, the seeking that in sound has been something that I've just always been fascinated with, as well as the technical, and always, you know, of course, wanting to pursue, you know, excellence in that area. But there's something that of the letting go and the transcendent when, you know, I think, and to exemplify that, you know, I remember one of the old ladies in a service getting up, and, you know, and she sang a song, you know, from beginning to end, completely out of key, off tune. Not one note right.
Right.
But there was not a dry eye in the house.
Really? Yeah.
Because everyone felt what she was saying.
Yeah.
And she meant every word that she was singing. And there was something that, you know, singing that becomes that powerful, and that it stops becoming about technique and all of those things. And somehow, if you can find that in, or when you hear that in music and sound, there's just something that it will always get to me.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's session with Esko was from the Monocle Vaults and was recorded in January 2014. The song you can hear now is Gatekeeper. Esko's self-titled album is out now on Name Edge Records. Head to eskoonline.com for more information. Join us again at the same time over the coming weeks for music from country star Frankie Lee and electro R&B singer Jamie Woon. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.
Gatekeeper. Where there's no wise leader. there'll be no brighter lighter. But you keep letting it in. Let it in, let it in. Let it in, let it in. Let it in. Gatekeeper, here is your reminder. There is a kinder teacher. But will you let me in? Let him in, let him, let him in, let him, let him in.
Ooh.